episode 3186, Time Tells All.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. Yes, it's a brand new week. It is Monday, Mindset Monday, and you need to get ready for what God has in store for you. Now, I don't know what your weekend was like, but it's time to, yes, tell the time, because time tells all. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. We'll take a deep breath because, as you know, Create Your Now is kind of going under, you could call it a renovation. Oh yes, we're doing some incredible things, and let me tell you, it is hard for me to keep up with all of it. So I wanted to give you a quick highlight. We are actually on some television stations now. Yes, running globally. We are also still on Pray.com. So if you enjoy Pray.com, you can still hang out there. It's wonderful. We will also be launching here very soon on our own website. All of our episodes will be housed there and also on YouTube. So pretty soon you're going to be able to find us everywhere. I know, kind of scary, isn't it? But there's a lot happening. Plus, now you have to understand this. My daughter is about ready to bust. Mm-hmm. She's got a baby coming. Oh, yes, we do. My daughter and son-in-law, we are excited. So if for some reason I disappear for a couple days, because you know me here, I'm always here, but I'm going to be relevant with you. And so I don't sit here and record months and months in advance. I'm recording where it's fresh all the time. So I'm telling you this, that if for some reason you don't see me for a couple days, you know I haven't fallen off the face of the earth. It's because we are celebrating grandbaby number two. We're so excited, yes. So I appreciate your prayers on that, but I will keep you posted. Deep breath, though. We also will be opening up AIM now, depending upon what's happening with the baby. Yes, because I love you, your family too, but my daughter and son-in-law and grandson and grandbaby come first. I'm sorry, they just do. So with that being said, we may be launching AIM and opening it up brand new, hot off the press here in November into December, or definitely 100% top of 2024. So exciting things happening. And with all of that, as you know, time tells all. And we forget how much stuff is out there and how much of what we do is a time suck. I mean, it can be watching your favorite show and binge watching it on Netflix. Maybe it's just enjoying your Instagram reels after, you know, a long day of hard work, and you're just kind of decompressing. And so it's like, oh, I don't really have to think about it. And you just kind of go through the motion. Maybe you've got a lot of kid activities. And so you have yourself coming and going between dance and soccer and football and band practice. And you're like, I can't even breathe. Then you got to factor in paying the bills. Yes, even eating, because eating is a priority. You know, you've got to be able to do that too. You got to live. You know how it feels, right? To have that to-do list that just keeps going and going. It's this never-ending abyss, and you find yourself probably playing catch-up all the time. Stop working against yourself. Time tells all. And it really does, because when life has you in sinking sand, and we get this, right? It's like swimming upstream. And it's against a strong current, constantly swept away by everyone else's priorities. How many times have you woken up thinking, I'm going to get this, 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 and this done? And then all of a sudden you're like, did I get even one thing done on my list? It's all you can do to keep your head above water. But here's the thing. Your time, my friend, is precious. It's countless. And you don't have an infinite amount of time. Time is finite to us. Our time here on earth will come to an end. And so it's time that you take control of how you're spending your day. right? If you're wanting to spend your time differently, if you're wanting to accomplish things in your life, you got to reclaim your day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Now, it sounds easy, doesn't it? Oh, just reclaim your day. It is simple, but it's not easy. It takes concentrated effort, and that's where a lot of us fall flat. I mean, I know for me, let's not talk about how many irons I have in the fire right now. And some, they're not so hot. Others are like, I can't even touch the iron because I've got so much happening. You know, you've been there. So how can you really reclaim your day in real life? What does that look like when it comes to really saying, okay, I want to spend time with my family because my family matters, yet I have to earn an income to provide a house for them so we can be under the same roof, so I can feed them, so I can take care of them, so we can have the lifestyle we desire. There's a lot, isn't it? And then on top of that, you have the kids, you have the pets, you know, our fur babies are adorable and they're part of the family. You want to take care of them. And then you have your toys, some big, some small. And you're thinking, well, gosh, I need a new car or I need to fix my car. Life has a lot of things happening in it. And so at some point you have to figure out what irons need to be in the fire at what time. And that's when it comes to reclaiming your day. Number one, create an evening ritual. Now, before you tuck yourself into bed, I want you to grab a pen and paper. Take a few moments to reflect on your day and plan for tomorrow, the up and coming. Lord willing, when the sun rises, then you will already have a plan and you have already put in process preparation for that. And this simple act of making a to-do list can make all the difference. So what you want to do here is write down 6 essential tasks you want to accomplish the next day. Just 6? Okay, if you want to do bonus, do 7. The key here, though, is to be realistic and prioritize the tasks that align with your goals, right? Success doesn't just happen. It is planned for. It is intentionally pursued. You just can't be sitting on your front porch thinking that success is going to drive up and it's going to say, hey, Christiane, you want to jump on? It's going to be a successful day. Nope. You have to plan for it. You have to prepare for it. You have to prioritize it. So when you look at these 6 or 7 essentials, then I want you to pick only one at the top. Now, this doesn't go for cooking dinner. This doesn't go for cleaning the house. This isn't about doing the laundry. Okay, all of those were kind of your non-negotiables. You got to do them. This is about saying, okay, I'm going to be writing a book, for example. I need to make sure that I get 500 words written every single day for the next 10 months, whatever it is for you. Then you need to do that. If that's a major priority and you've made that with your publisher, your commitment, etc. Or maybe it's that you're building a new house and you're thinking, okay, there's a lot of different moving parts here in building a new house. I've got to stay on top of that. That may be your one and only. Now, here's the kicker. You're probably like, well, what about the other 5 or 6 that are listed? That's all bonus. Okay, if you got one thing done on your to-do list, how good would you feel? And again, it's not the dishes. It's not the laundry. That will always be there. It's about your projects. It's about your dream. It's about living the life and creating the life that you want to live, right? Create your now. And so in that, if you were to do just one thing on your to-do list for the next 5 years, you would accomplish 1,825 things in 5 years. That is incredible. So when people ask you the question, where do you want to be in 5 years? Do you think you could make that happen? 1,020%? Yes. All right. So create an evening ritual. Number 2, narrow down your list. Instead of overwhelming yourself with like multiple tasks and just like everything that's coming and going, you're like, I've got to do this. Select that one that we just talked about, right? Consider what would bring the most value or satisfaction to your day. So it's all about narrowing, niching down. Niching is kind of a fun word to say. So think about that single task. not about the 20 things that you have to do, the single thing. Focus is your superpower. Are you using it? And then finally, number three, and this is really about visualization. Picture yourself at the start of your day, the beginning of it. You've woken up refreshed. You've had a good night's sleep. Even if it's only 4 hours, it's at least sleep. You're refreshed. You're armed now with clear intention for the day because you started your day already with a list. So you don't have to be thinking about, oh gosh, what do I have to worry about? And when you do that brain dump, guess what happens? You free up your mind so you can sleep better. So before diving headfirst into your day, right? Allocate dedicated blocks of time for specific activities. So if you're the mama on the bus train, that you're taking the kids and you're the Uber driver, right, for the family, you have got to say, okay, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock at night, I don't do a whole lot. I may be able to drop things off at the post office or run to the grocery store real quick in between things. I might be able to come back home depending upon what's happening. I might be able to throw dinner together. If not, I really need to do it the night before. So all I have to do is stick it in the oven when I walk in the door at 2:30. So we're out the door by 3:00. And that's what happens. That's just where our life is. Okay, that's the season that you're in. So block out that time knowing that 3 to 8, you're not available. So if someone comes up to you and says, hey, Sue, could you do this for us? Your immediate response, if it's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, is, I would love to, but that's not the season I'm in right now. Is there anything else I can do for you that would allow me to help you maybe around 10 o'clock in the morning? And you don't even have to give an alternative. But if you're one of those who says, I really do want to help you, but I can't do it now, but I could do it then, what could I do for you? Believe it or not, if people really need you and they know you have a talent and a gift that you bring to the table, or they literally need a body to fill a space, then they're going to work with you on that. So don't ever hesitate to say no to the block of time that you need. Protect it. And when you do this, it truly helps to structure your day. It helps to structure your mind, and it prevents distractions from derailing you, right? For example, you can allocate an hour for checking and responding to emails, followed by like focusing on 2-hour block for working on your priority task, saying, this is it, right? The one out of the 6 or 7 that you list. And this disciplined approach ensures that you honor your commitment to yourself and your goals. And when you do that, guess what? You're not only going to start your day feeling good, but you're going to end your day feeling good all the time. And regardless of what happens in between, you got it because God's got you and you have some self-control on your time. So really begin to integrate the daily routine of taking charge of your time, right? Accomplishing what truly matters. And remember, it's not about being busy. You got to take that busy badge on or off. You don't need it. I mean, yeah, it's great to get stickers when you're little, but when you're old, no. And when you're wise, especially, stickers do not mean anything. So take off the busy badge. It's no longer applicable to you. It's about being productive. I like to say the power of managing your day is owning each hour with purpose. So my friend, take a moment tonight to reflect, to plan, and to prioritize. Tomorrow, focus on that one important task and then protect your time fiercely. Embrace time blocking and let your productivity soar. You have the power to shape your day and create your now. Why? Because time is in your hands. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Hey, we'll see you real soon. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.